All right, welcome back to CPAC 2018, brought to you this hour by the Associated Builders and Contractors of Michigan. Since 1962, ABC of Michigan members have promoted the merit shop philosophy, centered around hard work and open competition. This approach has consistently produced the quality construction that builds the careers and the communities Michigan families deserve. To find out more about ABC of Michigan, visit abcmi.com. abcmi.com. All right, so here we are. The president's going to take the stage here at about 10 o'clock. Ivy nearly got run over by a mad dash. She was clearing the Secret Service. Now, as the media, we go in a different entrance. But Ivy was there as they opened the floodgates, and I'm glad you survived.
Good morning, Steve. Thanks for having me on the program today.
Oh, come on now. There's a smart aleck. Is that really how you're going to start things? You
just of course. Isn't that the natural thing to do?
Ouch, a little dagger from Ivy. Make no mistake, Ivy is the executive producer here of the program, as most of you know. And I mentioned her often and fondly. And you know that. Now you've got me on, heels.
I'm just teasing you. Yes, actually, I was on my way to get coffee because I don't open the coffee store here until about 6:30, which we're here at 5, so an hour and a half without coffee is
it's no good. It's really strenuous. Just no good, yeah.
But on my way up to the coffee store there, the doors opened and it was literally a mad dash to the auditorium where President Trump is about to speak here in a couple of hours. So, yes, I had to bob and weave through probably about several hundred people trying to make their way into the auditorium.
You went full on ninja.
Very interesting.
You went full on ninja, didn't you?
I had to.
Chihuahua.
I was just thankful I didn't have the coffee in my hands at that moment because the need was great.
Yeah. I know what would have happened to some poor soul if they knocked the coffee out of your hands. It'd have been a ninja kick to the chin.
Well, having to wait an hour and a half for coffee and then having it spill or something like that would have been tragic.
She was fired up, no question. All right, so here we are at CPAC. It's been an interesting couple of days already, to say the least. We've had the opportunity to meet some great people, do some great interviews. Our conversation with Ambassador John Bolton is coming up here shortly. We're going to speak with Katie Hopkins, who was kicked off the radio, and she's banned in the UK because the UK, if you didn't know this, they have a board, a committee, if you will. If you're on the radio and you say something offensive, like I pretty much do every day, or, you know, if you do things that offend people, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Somebody can send a complaint to this committee, to this board, and they can take you off the air, really.
Yeah, I think people take for granted here in the United States the First Amendment and how free we are to speak whatever we want. And in other countries, it's just not the case, especially in the UK, where you do get fined and you will get thrown off the air if you say things that are challenging to the government or whatever it is that they do not like.
Or challenging to the weak-minded.
True.
I mean, that's really what it comes down to, challenging to the weak-minded. And what's weird about it is they can do this almost arbitrarily. If they just don't like your politics, which is really what it comes down to with Katie, because Katie was speaking out against the no-go zones and the influx of migrants coming from Africa and so forth in the Middle East that were changing the dynamic of her country and of Europe around her, of all the countries. That's what she was angry about. And so basically she was told she was not tolerant enough, that her diversity was not enough, and that therefore, boom, she was gone. So now she's on the lam. Mm-hmm. And she's with us. She's a refugee from radio, and we're picking her up.
Yeah, she was honestly great person to meet, and we look forward to having her more on in the future, because her and a lot of other folks that we meet that are from other countries come to America and they say, hey guys, do not become the UK, do not become like the socialist nations that we come from.
Right, she's here and, sounding the alarm.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Please do not do this.
Yep.
And interestingly enough, talking about the no-go zones, we watched a couple of videos actually in our hometown, Michigan, in Dearborn, where some people had gone to this festival going on there. And
that's from a couple of years ago,
that
right?
That was a couple of years ago.
The Christians were handing out the flyers and got, roughed up a little bit, pushed out. Now, they won their lawsuit.
They did.
But that's also a harbinger of possible things. And that's what Katie's talking about. She's saying, you know, don't let this happen in America. You're basically our last hope. And so hopefully, you know, here's the thing. The First Amendment in America has been under attack, under assault. I've told people that for years. And, of course, you know a couple of our liberal friends. Come on, Steve. That's not really true.
That's not true. No way. Not in America.
But come on. When you're talking about hate speech, you're talking about you can say this, you can't say that. Colleges, they want to have a place. This is your free speech
space.
Box. No, you can stay in this box if you want to talk about free speech, but otherwise, you know, you might offend somebody or somebody might not like what you... That's the whole point, mm-hmm. is you might offend somebody. And I hope that I do here on a regular basis, because if I offend you enough, maybe you think. Maybe you take a moment to stop and think about the comments that we're making, and it challenges you to defend your own position.
Absolutely. And, you know, I just think that we really need to, as a society, knock it off in terms of political correctness and just, you know, let's say it how it is. And also, you know, was there, and talking about going back to the school shooting in Florida, a lot of people did sound the alarm, but could there have been more people who could have sounded the alarm, but they were afraid to come forward because they didn't want to
get labeled,
target
right.
somebody or do something like that.
There's truth to what you say there, because they don't want to come forward, because if they do, well, you came forward and you said this about Johnny or Billy or Bob or Sue, and therefore you're a bigot or you're a xenophobe. Because here's the other thing, that you raise a good point there. All right, this shooter, Cruz, you know, what if he had been African-American? Would people have been more or less likely to say something? Because, oh my gosh, you don't want to say anything because now you'll be labeled, because in this mm-hmm. politically correct, highly politically charged environment, it makes you wonder if people are less likely to say something, and you make a valid point.
Yeah, absolutely. And so we just need to really reevaluate ourselves and just say, hey, you know, in terms of, you know, just speaking your mind, don't be afraid to, you know, what is political correctness anyway?
But nonsense. It's a way to guard against real thoughts. All right. So also on the program today, John Bolton will be here, the ambassador. He spent a half an hour with the ambassador talking all sorts of things. And as I have mentioned over the last couple of days, if you miss an interview here, if you miss anything, go to stevegruber.com. All the podcasts are there for you, and you can get all the interviews. If you missed one, you can hear it in its entirety. If you want to go back and listen to one again, you can go back and listen to it. And I'm going to tell you that Katie Hopkins is going to be one you're going to want to listen to again, John Bolton. We also got Sheriff David Clark. We have a whole list of people that Ivy has put together that have been here on the program over the last 24 hours. We'll have and some make it onto the show, and some don't. Also coming today, we've got our campus guy, where is he? Campus Reform, there
Lawrence
he is.
Jones.
Lawrence Jones. I just have to look at the rundown on the flag. Campus Reform, these are the guys that are flagging universities for all their attacks on free speech on a mm-hmm. regular basis. You see him out there all the time. He's joining us next year on the program.
Yeah, and he's often on Tucker Carlson's show, and we look forward to having him here in the next 5 minutes or so.
There you go.
Stay tuned and listen to him.
All right, it's a free-for-all Friday here. Again, this part of the program, we greatly appreciate the Associated Builders and Contractors of Michigan. They've been around since 1962, and they partnered with us on this adventure to National Harbor, Maryland, gladly accepting their support and appreciate what they've done. ABC of Michigan members have promoted the Merit Shop philosophy centered around hard work and open competition. This approach has consistently produced the quality construction that builds the careers and the communities Michigan families deserve. To find out more about ABC of Michigan, visit abcmi.com. Another one of our great sponsors making it possible, Wolverine Water of Michigan. They've been here since 1947. If you've got a water issue, go to wolverinewater.com, wolverinewatersystems.com, and they can get you a free water test today, wolverinewatersystems.com. Tell them Steve sent you along, and they'll get on it. We're going to take a quick break now. We'll be back with Lawrence Jones from Campus Reform, the editor-in-chief there, right here on a Free-for-All Friday edition of the Steve Gruber Show. Sit tight.